Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We're here after a 30-23 Patriots victory over the Baltimore Ravens. Bob, they didn't make it easy on us, even though we thought they might after the first half. It started with the safety, rolled there for the Patriots. What happened in the third quarter that didn't go their way?
Well, let's backtrack a little bit. As the Patriots took an early lead, 16-0, and they had a first and goal to go from the Ravens, too. And on third and goal to go, Tom Brady threw an interception, really an ill-advised pass. And certainly you don't expect that from a quarterback as brilliant as Tom, where he double-clutched a couple of times under pressure, threw the ball into the end zone. Eric Weddle picked it off for the Ravens, and Baltimore got a field goal just before halftime. Then the Patriots' defense came out, set a good tone in the second half, just like it did in the first half. You mentioned the safety, a lot of energy feeding from this crowd to the defensive players in particular. They set the tone early with good complimentary football, a Ryan Allen punt kept in play by Jonathan Jones at the one. You get the safety as the Patriots tackle Kenneth Dixon in the end zone en route to that 16-0 lead. They come out in the second half. They start with a three and out, and the offense expands the lead right away to a 20-point margin. Tom Brady with a beautiful throw to Martellus Bennett, going up over Zach Moore, wrestling for the football, coming down with it for a touchdown. Brady en route to more than 400 yards passing. This offense en route to close to 500 yards of total offense against the number one defense in the NFL. But the Patriots special teams unit returns in particular let the Ravens back in it with a muff punt by Cyrus Jones, whose problems persist, and then a fumbled kick return on the ensuing kickoff by Matthew Slater. Brand new ball game at that point.
Unusual coming from Matthew Slater, but it's becoming a persistent problem, like you mentioned, for Cyrus Jones. How did the Patriots address that problem?
Well, I think you're getting to a stage where you really run out of time for Cyrus Jones. We've got three games left in the regular season now for this football team. And you're going to Denver, where remember last year, the Patriots had a muff punt with a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. And ultimately, that led to a Broncos comeback that ultimately helped to cost the Patriots the top seed in the AFC. Cyrus now with a handful of fumbles this season. He's a young man who certainly has talent when the ball's in his hands. But as you noted, it's been a problem for him, both on kickoffs and punt returns. Griff Whalen is a guy that they recently signed. He's someone who has NFL return experience. You've got Julian Edelman. Patrick Chung was back there a lot tonight. Deion Lewis and James White eventually took over on kickoff. So there are options for the Patriots. But for Cyrus Jones, you know, the only thing that he can continue to do is try to work on things, build his confidence through practice. He certainly will have a lot of encouragement from his teammates and hope that the opportunities continue to come. But again, time is running out.
Bob, you mentioned the defense did a stand-up job today. Of course, the offense did what they always do. But LeGarrette Blount surpassed 1,000 yards on the season this game. What kind of asset has he been for this team?
He's been a tremendous asset, and I think that was a big part of this game and the success for the Patriots offensively is that they ran the ball against the Ravens. There was a willingness to run it against a defense that a lot of people didn't expect them to run it on. The Ravens number one in total defense, number one against the rush. Well, LeGarrette Blount helped the Patriots rush for 95 yards tonight, and that set up play action. As Blount had a touchdown early, but also as the game progressed, Tom Brady was able to strike with a touchdown in particular to Chris Hogan off a play fake to Blount, 79 yards.
Bob, next week they're off to Denver, and they might have a bit of a salty taste in their mouth. The last time they were there was the AFC Championship game that did not go their way. How essential is this win to securing home field advantage for the playoffs this season?
It's essential. They're in a race right now. Kansas City is playing well, and we know the Chiefs certainly are coming off a big win. They've got two of their final three at home. The Patriots go on the road now for two of their final three. This is game two in a stretch of 3 and 13 days going up against a team that's had the Patriots' number, especially out in Denver, and against a very good defense as well.
All right. Well, Bob and I will be there in Denver to give you all of your news and updates. Until then, this is Bob Soucy. I'm Miranda Mason. We've got to go warm up. See you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.